Rural Focus, broadcasting to WA farmers for over 15 years with Frenchy on Radio West. With what's on around the state, it's the regional roundup on Rural Focus.
Love our regional roundup. It's where we talk about special events and different events coming up throughout regional WA. And this morning we're talking about Wine and Horses in the Perth Hills. They've got a special event coming up in October, an event that supports Alzheimer's WA. And the lovely lady I have joining me this morning to tell us all about the event is the event organiser, Marianne Phillips. Marianne, welcome to Rural Focus. How are you going?
I'm extremely well. Thank you, Frenchy, for talking with me.
No worries at all. Love to catch up to you and talk about this event, which has been going for a couple of years now. But for our listeners who may be hearing about Wine and Horses in Perth Hills for the very first time, can you tell us a little bit about the group?
Certainly. We are a group of approximately, I think we've got 400 or 500 on our database now. We get together and we have a bit of fun on our horses, riding to local wineries, local pubs, and just getting out there on our horses and having a good time.
Okay. Now, why did you choose Alzheimer's WA as a beneficiary of your fundraising, Marianne?
I think most of us have got a family member or a friend that are travelling with Alzheimer's. It's probably one of the more growing diseases at the moment that's out there, and it doesn't get the publicity that some of our other charities and organisations seem to get.
The event, the Wine and Horses 2016 Return Ride to Northam, is coming up on Saturday the 15th and Sunday the 16th of October. A little bit down the track, but still, it's always great to talk about these events. Tell us where it starts and what you got planned for the 2 days.
All right, so Saturday morning we leave either Wooraloo or Clackline. There's two destinations. Wooraloo, we leave from a private property at approximately 7 a.m. And that's 50 kilometres a day, or we leave from Clackline, which is leaving at 11, and that's 25 kilometres a day. We then ride to Northam, riding through the main street of Northam along Broome Terrace, and we arrive at Northam at Alzheimer's Equestrian Centre on Clark Street at approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll be there. We camp there overnight, and then in the morning we get up and ride all the way back.
Yeah. Now, Marianne, you do follow the CY O'Connor Pipeline Trail and also the KEP track.
That's correct. So there's a little bit of history involved there, riding along the O'Connor Pipeline, and we try to impart some of that old knowledge back to our riders and just share the history as we ride along.
What riders are invited to come along?
People must have their own horses, so it is a bring-your-own-horse event. It's also a challenge, not a race, so the distance is quite long and it's over quite rocky territory and quite a vast array of different terrain. So you do need a level of fitness with your horse. So it's something that we do all train for, and we've already started our training and well into it.
Last year blew you away. You raised over $23,000, which was massive.
That's right. And this year we've set our target at $40,000. And I'm expecting that we'll exceed that, so, which is fantastic. We get a lot of that money from not only our rider registrations, but we have things like raffles that we have during the year, which is already going. And in fact, Tina at Perslow Tanetti Funerals has got those tickets on sale now. And we also have our big fundraising auction, where all the proceeds from that go to Alzheimer's WA.
With the auction, when will that be held this year? Will that be held when the ride comes to Northam?
It will. It'll be on the Saturday evening up at the Avon Equestrian Centre at the end of Clark Street. That will commence at 7 p.m. and we really are inviting everybody that wants to come. We just ask if possible bring a chair, please, your chequebook or your credit card, and we'll have over 100 items available for auction. Items that include, we've got Windward Balloons in Northam have donated a hot air balloon voucher. We have equestrian products, and we have a lot of products that aren't equestrian based. So from gardening right through to all sorts of sports, and all proceeds from that auction will go to Alzheimer's WA. And we also have live music, so it really is a fun night.
But you do need some volunteers to help out. Tell us what you need.
Oh, thank you. We do. To get that many horses travelling along the big distance that we're covering, it really is a mammoth effort. And we would like people to contact us with the view of offering 2 or 3 hours, either on the Saturday or the Sunday, preferably the Saturday. They can pick whether they'd like to help in the morning or the afternoon. And we're looking for things like somebody to even just bake some desserts and or salads and bring them up to Northam for the Saturday night, or to come along as in their vehicle and offer riders some refreshments, which we will provide, and even just to assist at road crossings as we enter Northam. So we'll have horses that will be crossing a few streets, and we would like to have as many event volunteers as we can. We'll provide them with the information beforehand, but just assisting with the road crossings and cheering on riders.
Now, if you'd like more details, you can email wineandhorses@bigpond.com. That's wineandhorses@bigpond.com. Email your questions through and Marianne and the team will get back to you. wineandhorses@bigpond.com. We will catch up with you before October the 15th and 16th to talk about it more and see how everything's going. But thanks for joining us from Wine and Horses in the Perth Hills on Rural Focus and our regional roundup this morning.
And thank you so much for supporting us again and just getting the word out there. We really appreciate it.